There is heated debate in Japan about the future of the royal family, particularly whether the country can have an empress. In polls, most Japanese approve the idea of a female monarch, but there is strong opposition from powerful traditionalists. A hand-picked government committee began meeting this week to discuss changing the law that allows only a male to become Japan's symbolic leader. As Brian Shi reports from Tokyo, the committee's recommendation will largely determine the fate of the world's oldest monarchy and the fate of a 3-year-old girl.
The committee is meeting now because of tradition and biology. Tradition because future emperors begin their special education after turning 3 years old. And biology because last month, Princess Aiko turned 3. She is the only daughter of Crown Prince Naruhito and his wife, Princess Masako, who is 41 years old. The Crown Prince's only brother also has 2 children, and both are girls. In other words, if the Japanese royal family is to continue its unbroken reign of 125 emperors spanning 2,500 years, Princess Aiko is the only choice to succeed her father, the Crown Prince. But for that to happen, the committee has to recommend changing the law on gender and royal succession.
It's a way to grease the wheels, to allow the government to take action about a subject which is controversial.
Ken Ruoff is a professor at Portland State University, whose book The People's Emperor won Japan's version of the Pulitzer. The latest poll by the conservative Yomiuri newspaper shows 79% of Japanese in favor of amending the law to allow for a female monarch. Only 4% were opposed. And historically, Japan has had 8 empresses, so one might presume any controversy would be minor. Not so, because the former empresses were caretakers until a male heir waiting in the wings was ready to take over. This time, there are no male heirs. None has been born in 40 years. If little Aiko becomes empress one day, her child, not the child of a male emperor, would be in line for the throne. Ken Ruoff.
The far right believes that if you have a reigning empress who then gives birth to a child who also becomes emperor or empress, the so-called unbroken bloodline is broken. And for these people on the far right, it's the so-called unbroken imperial bloodline that literally defines Japan.
The royal family is a touchy subject in Japan and a powerful symbol for nationalistic Japanese. It's the world's oldest hereditary monarchy, descended directly from the Shinto sun goddess, according to Japanese creation myth. The emperor lost his so-called divine status after World War II. But even so, public criticism of the emperor or the royal family remains taboo. Yasushi Kuno is an author and the host of a pre-dawn Sunday TV show called Royal Family Diary. He says the committee's job is certainly difficult, but for reasons beyond simply regulating royal gender or appeasing nationalist groups.
There are so many problems involved. The current law approves only male heirs and is written in an extreme detail. Many people might think this law should be rewritten so that female heirs are okay, but it's just not that easy.
For example, under current law, the firstborn son of the emperor becomes the crown prince. But, Kuno asks, if the law changes and a daughter is born first, followed by a son, who will ascend to the throne, the daughter or the son? Should birth order or gender take priority, or some combination of both? The committee is scheduled to make recommendations later this year. They have to decide quickly because Princess Aiko needs to begin her training, even if she won't become empress for decades. The public area around Japan's imperial castle is quiet, despite its location in the heart of Tokyo. Inside is the residence of the royal family, whose opinions on the matter remain private. Inside is also home to Princess Aiko's mother, Princess Masako, who is convalescing from stress, partially brought on by the pressure to produce a male heir. Sightseers stroll through the groomed, wintry grounds. A woman says that having Princess Aiko on the throne might make for a softer, more pleasant Japan. A man on his first visit to the castle says he's fine with the idea of a female emperor. Actually, he adds, the Japanese royal family has no real impact on his life. For NPR News, I'm Brian Shi in Tokyo.